Our second to last talk.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Khushi Garg. Thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. So I, as someone who has transitioned from being an engineer, being a developer, to a designer, I've realized that designers and engineers can collaborate in a better way. And that is what I'm going to talk about today. So currently, I'm a product designer at Red Hat. And in the past, I have interned with Outreachy, which was my first open source and design thing. So Outreachy usually does not have a lot of design projects, but I was able to find one of those, apply to one, and intern with them for a design project. And that is when I realized that open source in general does not see a lot of design contributions, and I delved into open source as a designer. So yeah, I'll start by addressing this misconception that engineers in general think that designers only focus on making things pretty, and designers feel that engineers are only just about functionality, and that they don't value or value UX as much, or that they ignore UI and UX. So I have a lot of developer friends, right, since I come from a BTech degree, like a computer science degree. So it is kind of like a running joke between us that designers don't care about us. They give us such complicated designs, animations, and whatnot, and we are not able to develop them, or it is like it is a headache to develop the designs that we get. But at the end, the shared goal is usability and great UX for our users. And so, again, we need to accept that better collaboration will lead to better solutions. So I would start with how designers can support engineers. First point, speak like an engineer. So learning basic technical concepts related to your product can be really helpful. So for example, you are working on a product that fetches data from a third-party app. So if you as a designer understand how an API works, or how this particular API fetches data, or how often it does that, you would have better context and better constraints to design better. And you would be able to communicate much more effectively with your engineers. So you can start by asking questions in meetings, reading tutorials, reading documentation about the product or technologies that it is using, and eventually you will feel much more confident and equipped to talk with your engineers. Second would be to consider your engineers as your design partners. Do not design alone. Designing is not a solo job. Try to involve engineers as early on as possible, because it can save you a lot of time and effort. So your engineers can help you identify technical challenges, constraints, and help you save time by identifying the technical challenges. So you can start by sharing wireframes, sketches, and gathering their feedback quite early on. Designing for feasibility and scalability. So your design should not only look great, but you should make sure that it is easy to build and scale as a product grows. So let's say your product currently has two features, but what happens when the product team decides to add five new features next quarter? Is your design going to break? Is it going to be too overwhelming for the users? So try to discuss this early on with the product team as well, and try to keep all of this in mind while you are designing, and try to make your product, make your design as scalable as possible. Good documentation. I think pretty self-explanatory, but good documentation can save you hours and hours of back and forth. Try to annotate your designs if possible. there's option in Figma to do that. And understand that if something is missing in your design, your developers will have to guess, and that is where mistakes happen. So you can try to document all the scenarios like loading states, error handling, and success messages. Last point would be to advocate for your engineers. So it is a typical scene that the product team is all pumped up. We as designers have great designs. We are excited for them. But more often than not, engineering resources are limited. Deadlines are always tight. And not everything can be built right now. So don't just push for your wish or your vision. And try to understand and So don't just push for your wish and your vision. Try to understand the technical limitations of your engineers as well, and try to partner with them, value their experience as well, and be willing to just work together as a team. So that was part one of my talk, that how can designers support engineers. Now we would talk about the other side of the coin. How can engineers support us as designers? So similar to what I said about designers, engineers can understand design principles. So knowing basic design principles will help you align better with your designers and appreciate their design. So you can start with learning about basic key concepts of design like hierarchy, contrast, typography, white space, etc. And I feel when engineers also understand design language, it becomes a much more smooth process with unnecessary debates or miscommunication. So that could be a great starting point for engineers. Second would be to provide feedback on feasibility. So since I said that designers should try to involve engineers early on, if your designers are trying to do that, make sure you provide them with feedback early on. And you as an engineer can guide them by sharing technical insights, by sharing advice on what is achievable given constraints on tools, time, or budget, etc. But make sure you still preserve the design intent without outright rejecting ideas. Try not to say that this cannot be done, but propose a similar solution that aligns with your design team as well and the overall projects or products ideas. Get familiar with design tools. So this is something I've personally felt a lot and still struggle with. So I feel that engineers often do not realize that how useful the tools that we use are. So I've worked with engineers who treat our designs like a flat image, and they are not able to utilize the tool completely. So if they are treating our designs like a plain image, they tend to do guesswork. So they would have to guess on spacing. What is the spacing here? What is the font like? What is the font weight? But you, again, as engineers, you will have to realize that tools like Figma have advanced a lot, and you can utilize these tools to make your process much more smooth. So Figma can give you details about the design. You can directly check all the spacing, font weights, colors, everything on the tool itself. You can also add feedback, add questions on the design so that context is maintained and discussions are also traceable over time. And yes, a lot of design tools also allow engineers to export assets directly from the design file. So again, you don't have to do a lot of back and forth with your designers to ask for assets or ask for clarifications. And I think this really speeds up the implementation process. So make sure you spend a little bit time to get familiar with the design tools, and it will surely give you 10x of your time back. Next point would be to encourage a design-first culture. So if you are in a team where you feel that your stakeholders or the upper management does not really value design as such, make sure to highlight the importance of design to those stakeholders and advocate for involving your designers early on in the design process during the during the product meetings, which will also help you to align technical and creative goals from the very beginning. Advocate for accessibility as well. Try to implement and write accessible code. Try to write clean code, which is easily understandable for anyone accessing it after you, or even if a designer with basic dev knowledge is accessing it, they can understand it. Test for accessibility. So you can run automated tests using tools like Lighthouse. You can also manually check for keyboard navigation, contrast issues. You can check if your developed design also supports screen readers and assistive technologies. So yes, that was all. Some key takeaways would be that design and engineering need to work hand in hand. And even small design efforts can significantly improve usability in open source in general. So this talk, I feel, was not directly targeted to open source design, but since there are obviously a lot of developers in the open source field and not enough designers, so if we can somehow improve the collaboration process, it would help the open source community in general. And today, tools and processes exist to help engineers and designers collaborate better. So we should just make the best use out of them to help our users at the end. So yep, that was it. Thank you. Okay, so the question is firstly about Storybook, and second about how developers in the open source field can collaborate with the designers. So for the first point, I have not really used Storybook a lot, but for the second point, I would say that there are communities. So like starting with open source design as we have it here. So I feel there are a lot of designers out there, but not enough design work also. So as you mentioned that you do most of the design work yourself. So when we as designers do not see any opportunity or any work, you know, posted out there that, okay, we need help with this, it's not really our fault that we are not able to contribute to it. So I would say if you could utilize platforms such as open source design, let's say, and put out a message or a issue on GitHub, let's say, asking for design help, I think it could like help solve that problem. Yeah.
Any other questions? So one thing of engineers and the perspective of designers, when you have someone from one side who starts taking the perspective of the other, do you often see people changing their positions and changing their jobs?
So the question is that when perspective from both sides is discussed, do people tend to like switch sides basically? So I feel, I mean, it's a little difficult question to answer, but from my perspective, I would say that as a designer, I always try to defend like my role or my work. So as I mentioned, my experience with my friends, who most of them are developers. So whenever they say something like, we are not able to collaborate easily, or designers are like, they work in another world altogether. So my perspective is that you need better processes in your work, in your company, let's say. And I think, no, not really. I don't think like people would, you know, switch sides for, you know, but there's always like both of the, both the sides of the coin have valid reasons to believe what they do and be upset with the other side with what they do. So, yeah. So the question is that what would I like to change about designers using GitHub? So currently in my workflow, I tend to use GitHub very less. But in the past, when I've worked with open source organization during my internship, how we used to do it is paste our Figma file links into the comments. And this, I think, has been a discussion for quite a few like conferences that I've attended, that we need a tool similar to GitHub for design. There is not enough version tracking or not enough all of that now. So a magic wand, if possible, would be just to have a tool similar to GitHub for design and not use GitHub for design, because it really does not work out from my experience.
Thank you.
So the question is that how this collaboration would work out, like would we give out some training or something. So I think it is a very organization based answer. So in my current organization, I've been here for a short period of time, and I've recently put this problem in front of my manager that I'm not able to collaborate with my developers once I'm done with the design. It just leaves my my, you know, area of view. So but in the past, I've worked with this startup where, again, I was facing the same issue. So and since it was a smaller startup, it was a quick process. I was able to tell them that the developers are like, there's a lot of back and forth with the developers, and so we did arrange a short session, like get familiar with Figma for engineers. And I remember I gave like a 20-minute presentation on that, which I think I really feel that drastically improved my collaboration with them in the future. So I think it really depends, like case by case basis. So you can try to do whatever you can. Yes.
So picking up on that, historically we had this this movement to build DevOps, where you took people writing software, people operating software, and brought them closer together. Do you think there's a need or a space that we can do something similar with front-end developers and design and try and build some sort of hybrid style team?
Yeah. So question is about similar to DevOps, if we can do something for front-end engineers and designers. So I've not explored it a lot, but there is a term called design ops. I've not explored it a lot. But again, I think it depends a lot on case-by-case basis or on how organizations would like to do that. But if there can exist a similar role or a similar, you know, work stream or process, I think it could like really help with the collaboration between front-end engineers and designers. Yes.
Yes, I would like you to take the position of user, normal user, because so I have an experience in computer science, so I'm not at the basic level of what is square lambda, it is a lambda, but though I see there is a problem of explanation for designer. So it's some sites, it's like everybody was a hacker. So because because of the notion I serve backend, frontend, etc. Even in Wikipedia, it's a kind of it's a lot of work to see to find everything. So I think it's kind of to make a user guide, to be user friendly, and so on. I think it's possible to have a better approach for everyone, and so it's also good for the relationship between designers and engineers.
Yes, yes. I agree. Yeah. Yes. That wasn't a question. Yeah. So the question is that in smaller teams, once the design is done, it gets developed and it is on production. And sometimes we realize that it is not what we designed. So how do we deal with that? So I, as I mentioned, like on during like my startup stint, I did feel exactly that. And initially in my journey, I think I did not even think that, okay, designs cannot be, you know, exactly translated into a product. And so that was like a little bit of a shocker, a little bit of a frustration from my side that it is right there. You can see everything on the design file. Why is it like such a big deal to not be able to do that? But I also understood it from the design engineer's point of view. So again, I tried to discuss that with my developers. And I think I've made this change that, as I mentioned in the presentation, that getting involved early on, so every step, discussing all the wireframe sketches from the beginning and not just the final product. So going through the process together would be helpful in that case. Yes.
Designers are just as able as QA and you have to push back and block a release if the implementation does not fit the design. So that potentially if that's possible in an organization to be a solution to the design.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, design Q&A is something that we also recently incorporated in our design team since it's a newer team, I would say. And so, yeah, that is in the talks right now, and it's quite new. Yes.
So, this is the last question. Okay. Left.
So, I'm a graphic designer, and this is my first time being in such a place. And when I hear your presentation, it's great because it's a very new thing for me to see design from engineer's perspective. Like when we talk about design, for example, if you would say documentation, we would call it design thinking.
Yeah.
When you say fonts, we would call it probably typeface.
Yeah.
So are there efforts being made also to kind of, like you said, you hung out with engineers a lot to know what they think about designers, but did you also get in touch with some designers to see, because there's a whole kind of understanding of education that is there, and maybe it's also nice to understand things from graphic designers' point of view of how it is, because we always give a clear brief and ask a lot of questions, like Q&A, to know what exactly and how you want it to be, like a logo or branding or whatever the engineer needs is actually all dependent on what the brief is and what they want out of it. So I don't know if my question is clear, that are you getting into more graphic designers too?
Yes.
Quickly answer that, because we're actually at.
Okay, so I do acknowledge that there is a gap, and that's why I mentioned efforts from both the sides to try to understand the other person's perspective, trying to understand some technical concepts from their field. I have not really worked with graphic designers as of yet, so that is a fresh perspective that I would like to think about. But yeah, your reasoning is quite valid, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.